Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we?
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Just Me, Solo Me. Yes, I'm back because you guys seem to love these and I like doing them and I can just do them whenever I have free time or whenever I feel inspired. And right now I'm very inspired because you're sending me questions to ask my mom. And of course, I've had communication with her on other things. So we're just going to dive right in. You know me, I don't hesitate. So lately, I've been just kind of concentrating on mom, really, is how I do it at night when I'm just by myself in bed or hubby's sleeping next to me, whatever. And I usually go to the healing temple just to get everybody gathered. And whether it's for my mental health or any physical things going on, whatever. I just go there anyway. It's just for any kind of, it's really kind of a gathering place for me, really, if I'm going to be honest. And I like that because I gather my mom and my dad. I usually pull my dad in and he'll talk to me sometimes. I usually don't communicate with him as much just because I feel closer to mom to do that. And so that's what I do. It's not unheard of for me to talk to my dad, but he's always there and I always welcome him there. So, and then I always ask my dog, Molly. We lost our pug back in November 2023, and we had her for years, and she was our family dog. And I have never had a dog that I've been close to. And if you've ever had a dog that you're that close to and you understand and you have to put them down, I don't even want to experience that again. And we still have Dexter, a pug that we had while we had Molly, but he was younger. Anyway, I don't know what I'm going to do when we lose Dexter. That's the worst part about being a pet owner, is having to say goodbye. And that's awful. Anyway, back to what I was talking to mom about. So a long time ago, someone asked me, do you know what your mom felt like when she passed? And I said, you know, I've never asked her that. And I'll ask her. And a lot of the stuff she said to me mirrored what near-death experiencers experience when they pass, but they can come back and talk about it. Obviously, she can talk to me about it this way. Her experience, though, was way beyond what they do. Like, they go in, a lot of them go, and they experience sometimes a light, sometimes pure darkness, the velvet void, pure blackness, you know, but it felt comfortable. They didn't feel afraid. And my mom said that was just the start of what happened with her. There was not a tunnel for her. Like, she immediately just saw bright light. And it is that bright light that seems too bright that you can't even, it'd be like burning your eyeballs. But she goes, but it didn't burn. It didn't feel bad. It was just so bright. And I think that's just all of our, that's source, but that's source is all of us. It's a combination of all of our collective energy, right? So of course it's massive and big and huge. So she decided to go towards it because you can make a choice right then, or you can just kind of say, I'm not sure. Either way, it's not bad or good. There's that joke, go into the light, Caroline, you know, you know, but it's true. You are very, she says, I was very pulled to go in. And so she did. And as soon as she did, you know how like you walk into a ray of sunshine, like in a room and it blinds you for a second. But when you go past it, all of a sudden things come back into focus and you can see again. That's what she just said to me now. That's how it felt. And she immediately saw my stepfather, Bill, who I was very close to. He passed away in 2001, right after 9/11. No, I'm sorry, right before 9/11. And so it's been years since he's been gone, but I grew up with him mostly, and I loved him dearly. So she saw Bill, and he's the one they go on boat trips with, my stepdad. I think he was her soulmate. If she had to choose a life soulmate, I think for sure he was it. So she saw him first. And surprisingly, she saw her mother, and she wasn't real close to her mom, but she saw her mother. And I thought that was really poignant because that's a story in itself. And if you've listened to my podcast, you know, my mother's mother was a big character. And yeah, I won't go into that now, but I will go into it later if you guys want me to talk about her involvement with Heaven's Gate, because that was my grandmother, my mother's mother, Lorraine Snelson. You can look her up. You can Google her and you will find she was one of the first members of Heaven's Gate cult. Yeah. Not a proud moment for me at all, but But, you know, we all have skeletons in our closet, and I'm here just to be as transparent as I can be. So she saw her mom, and as you guys all know, when I talk to my mom or my dad or anyone else, they don't cling to that any negative ego-y, do you still like me? They're not worried. They're just all love and encompassing love and understanding and empathy and all the things that, you know, we kind of take for granted when someone just gives us a big hug and loves us, you know, and we feel it. And then we move on and grab a cup of coffee or whatever. Up there, and I'm saying up there just for lack of better word, up there in heaven, also saying that word for lack of better word. Everybody knows what that means, so that's why I'm using that word. But up in heaven where she was, the all-encompassing, surrounding, overwhelming, crazy, intense love that she felt was so astronomical. She goes, I couldn't even think. All I wanted to do was just relish in that feeling. And I just can't even imagine. I mean, I guess I could because I've been there once, but we come here and we forget everything that we are. And then we pass away and we die and we're like, I can't believe I was Sue. That's my mom's first name. Or actually her name was Carolyn Sue, but she went by Sue. But I can't believe I was Sue. Or I can't believe I was when Bill Letson told me when he had his near death, he goes, I can't believe I thought I was Bill. So because we're so much more than what we are here. And that'll get me into something else. But anyway, how she felt when she passed. And I know you guys have heard this. The colors are different. You see colors you've never seen before. The astrologer that I had on recently was trying to give a comparison of that to things that we're going to be experiencing this in this particular year, because it's just going to be nothing like we've experienced. So colors were alive, breathing, had their own consciousness, which is crazy. So did all the things within that realm. Any kind, because, you know, when you pass, you get what you expect. Some people pass and they immediately see like a Jesus figure or whatever religion they are. Some people immediately just pass and don't see anything. They just have that velvet void. Some people immediately pass and see just their animals. You know, it just depends on what you expect. And I mean, if it's a quick death, I don't know if I'm going into it expecting anything. But if I was really, really religious, which is totally fine, if that's what you are, you're probably going to experience whoever you worship, whether it's, you know, Mother Mary of God or Christ or whatever, right? Buddha, because they're all the same God. They're all the same source. It just depends on what you believe when you were, you know, living in your life. So that was her first experience. Now, and you guys know when I talk to her what she does, she's a greeter. She also goes on boat rides with Bill, my stepfather. I just explained him to you guys. So also she said, you know how in the last couple solo episodes I've told you guys, use your imagination. It's so powerful. When you can envision and use your imagination, it's as good as doing it physically. That is like, I can't even explain that more than I can with like quantum physics. There is a scientific method that they have used and they have actually scientifically proven that if you imagine, and this is quantum physics, if you imagine, you know, just back in life, that you are healthy, that you are strong, that you are all is good, everything is always working out for you, the universe is always working in your favor, it will. And they have tested this and it happens. It's like the placebo effect, but you're working at it. Like the placebo effect, you know, when they go through trials, they give people the actual drug to help them with whatever they're helping them with. Usually it's like a cancer situation. They'll give them an actual pill to combat and hopefully get rid of the cancer. But they'll also give people in that trial sugar pills. And those are the placebo pills. And if they imagine, there's a reason they do this, guys. If the people that really aren't on the drugs, but they're getting the placebo, but they believe they're getting the drug, a lot of them are healed. And that's because they believe it. They're imagining it. They are envisioning it. That is why that even exists. There's scientific proof that all you have to do is say, I'm amazing. I am healthy. I am so happy. I have abundance. Even if you don't have any of those things, even if your bank account is empty, even if you feel like you're all alone, whatever it is, don't bow into that. Don't bend the knee to that. You guys, you have to imagine really, really good things happening, and good things will happen. You know, I am a big astrology person, you know, as far as what I believe in, but I also don't believe it has to tell me how my life is going to go, because there's free will. And if this is a bad astrological year for the universe, why does it have to be bad for me or you? As far as the planets and the retrogrades, and these are tougher days, and these might be more, whatever, harder situations, and you keep your mouth shut on one day or whatever. No. I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't think about it, and it's a good guide tool, but for the most part, I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to have a good day, and it doesn't really affect me, because I don't allow that energy to affect me the way that some people would allow a lot of things, because I want to know about a lot of different things. Like, I want to know about tarot, and I want to know about how, like I said, the astrology works and all that. Those are good tools for me. Those are good guidance tools for me, but they don't make me change my mind about anything. I'm still going to be me. I'm still going to do the same things I always do. Let's face it. We all are. It's not going to change us. However, it can make you go, hey, on this day, go ahead and ask for that raise, or around that period, or on that day, don't, just keep your mouth kind of shut more, you know. And hey, there's nothing wrong with that. And I can go by that guide or not, right? Okay, so back to mom. We can do questions with mom now. I had a listener ask about aliens. And she said, what is going on with aliens? Are we going to see them? Do they know anything about it? And yes, the thing that she told me about aliens, or people that aren't on Earth, their souls are exactly like ours. Our souls are no different than theirs. They're just in a different body, and they just go to different timelines, and they're in a different frequency. Are there aliens walking among us? Of course there are. Are there hybrids? I think there are. I think we've just been around for so long. I just think we intermix and we do things to, if nothing else, experience what it's like to be half human or half alien or whatever. Do I think they know they are? Some do. I think some don't know they are. But she said that they're the same. If we're talking about the other side, and that's what I'm talking about now, they're the same exact soul that we are. Nothing is different. And by the way, when they talk about young souls and old souls, I don't buy into that. And I may have talked about this already, but I'm telling you, young souls, there's not such a thing. We were all like, I think a Big Bang kind of thing happened. I'm not sure whether it was just, or I think we just always have existed too, though, because we're part of the stars. We have stardust in our DNA. We have all kinds of space like discoveries in our DNA. So of course that's where we're from. And I think it's always been. I don't think we started somewhere and there, you know, I do think there's been big bangs everywhere, you know, as far as in the universe, because I think it's always like expanding itself. So I do believe in that, but I don't believe that we were all created at one time. And I just think we've always been. And we will know all the answers when we pass, because apparently that's a thing too. But it's something we can't really wrap our heads around. But my point is, when someone says, oh, you're such a young soul, you don't really get through life very easily, you know, nothing comes naturally, that doesn't mean jack crap, okay? No. We're all the same age. Have you been on Earth very many times? Have you been a human very many times? Maybe not. Maybe that's what it is. Do you see the difference? Yeah. So maybe they're just more used to another kind of living somewhere else, and they haven't lived on Earth very long. I think that's more what it is. So anyway, now going back to mom again, I asked her about their ships, and she said, well, what do you want to know? And I said, well, how do they do it so fast? She goes, the same way we do it here. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, when I envision it, when I imagine it, I am there. That's what they do with their ships. And I'm like, well, how do they do it without propulsion? She goes, the ships are like an entity as well. They're another alien that they're on that helps move them faster. So they're alive. They're breathing. I'm like, what? She goes, yeah, that's where we get the zero gravity. They can hone in on the gravity. They can hone in on the frequency, and they can imagine it. And all of a sudden, they're across the universe in a millisecond. And I'm like, okay. So listen, I just tell you what she tells me. It doesn't make sense. The fact that their ships are breathing and living, I get it. And I get that they can just imagine, because I'm a big person on imagining and imaging, and you get where you get. You know, I do understand that part. But We're not supposed to understand everything. Okay. So just take what she told me with whatever you want to take it with. And that's what she indicated to me. So I'm just telling you what she said. Let's see. There was another question on here. Okay. Someone from my group, the Because I Want to Know Facebook group, asked this question. How do we tune in to our loved ones on the other side? What do we look for or listen for? Great question. And this is something I've talked on my podcast about a lot. I've had people on the show who, psychic mediums, all that, who have said, just talk to her. And so I did. I just talked. So if you have recently lost a pet or a loved one or whatever, and you just get really still and just say, are you there? Are you there? You know, and you know, you're going to hear all kinds of stuff, but that's you. But if you hear something that's not something you thought of already, and it's just kind of a letter or a word or whatever, that's them. So when I was practicing myself with my mom, you know, I was like, are you there? Finally, that one day I was like, Mom, if you're there, what do you do all day? And that's such a human question because we have time here. There's no time there. She could be doing so many different things at one time. In the last solo episode, I told you guys that. She can be talking to me. She can be greeting. She could be on the boat with Bill and still give everybody her full attention because she's so much more than just Sue that she was here in human form, right? So when I said, what do you do all day? I hear, I'm a greeter. And I heard those three words. I'm a greeter. Now, here's the deal. Where the heck would I have come up with that? I didn't come up with that. That entered my mind. And I was like, what is going on? I was like, wait a minute, Mom, is that you? And then I didn't hear anything. I said, are you a greeter? And then I heard yes. I said, okay, now we're getting somewhere. And so over the course of several weeks, I was able to get some answers from her. And the more I did it, the more I got answers and the better I got. So how you communicate with people on the other side. And, you know, I think I have the gift of clear cognizance where it's a kind of an instant knowing because I'll get like a little download from her and then I can interpret and go, oh, yeah, this is what she just said. So not everyone maybe has that particular insight like I do, but that's okay because they will give you signs. Like if you say, and you can be random. I've told you this before too. Hey, Mom, Dad, dog, whatever, cat, turtle, whoever you lost that you want to communicate with. Hey, send a cardinal or a robin on a snowy day and have it sit on the fence post. Be specific. And guess what? They'll do it. All you got to do is ask. I'm not even kidding. They will do it. Send me a hummingbird when it's still February. You know, they will do it. They will do their best to do it. And it may take a little while, but you just have to be open to the idea and envision it and put your intentions forward. Like, I want you to do this. I want to hear from you. Also, ask for them to appear in your dreams, because that is honestly the easiest way that they can communicate with you when your consciousness is no longer driving your ego. And when you're asleep, it's more the subconsciousness. And they can, as you guys know, you know how dreams work. I don't remember all my dreams, but I know I dream. We all dream all night long. People are like, I don't dream. Yeah, you do. Everybody dreams. You just don't wake up remembering any of them. And if you do, that's kind of cool. But then even then, after a few seconds, that's gone too. What I understand is when you dream, your subconsciousness doesn't make the memories. Your conscious mind does, which is kind of crazy. So unless you wake up and make that memory consciously, it's going to be gone. So write things down, ask for signs, ask for numbers that you see on the TV or in the car or whatever, you know, and then also just try to talk to them. You will get answers, but you can't just do it once and go, well, oh, well, I tried. No. You got to keep doing it. If you really, truly want to communicate with them, you have to keep at it. But like I said before, and I'll say this again, what you imagine, your mind is so powerful, guys. What you imagine, the image you put in your head and the intention you put out really, truly will change your course. It'll change how you feel about things. It'll change how you are with other people, and it'll change how you feel about yourself. And I'm telling you, you could win $1 million in the lottery. And have you heard the curse of people that have won the lottery and they all of a sudden don't have any money? You know, maybe that was their fate, whatever. Money doesn't solve money problems, right? you can get a loan if you have no money and it's gone and you still don't have any money. You have to imagine abundance. Don't ask for it. You have to imagine it. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am strong. I'm amazing. I'm happy. I'm full of abundance. All of the things. Act like you have it. And the universe, I'm telling you, the universe will oblige. But do it often. Don't just do it once and go, well, it didn't work. No. It's like with communicating with the other side. It's like anything. Just like working out. You don't do it once and, well, I tried. I didn't all of a sudden have big muscles. Or I tried or I didn't lose weight. No. You got to keep at it. I mean, it takes work. This is not just a, yes, it's a playground down here. But if you want things to really go your way, you have to work at it, man. Which sucks. Wouldn't it be great if it just all came to us? But it does on the other side. Everything is given to us on the other side. We are the giving. We are the love. We are the abundance. We are unconditional. We are everything on the other side. So when we come here and they stuff that whole big soul in these bodies that we're in, and we're trying to go through life, if you don't gain some insight, if you don't gain some knowledge along the way, I don't know what you're doing. But most of us do. But if you can look beyond the common knowledge, if you can look beyond the common understanding about how things work and go, hey, maybe there is. That's what faith is. I mean, if you're a religious person, when you go and you pray, that's basically what you're doing. You pray for something to happen so that someone is better. You pray for something to happen so things get better for whatever. That's a manifestation. Just do it in your own life and do it often. That's all that is. One last thing I wanted to tell you that mom told me. These are mom thoughts now. Maybe we're going to have that segment too. Mom wants me to tell you guys, because we're always so inundated with things. She goes, I want everybody to sit with stillness often. You know how like when you sit in stillness and you can like hear like that hum in your ears and it sounds so loud and it's really not. It's just your body functioning. She goes, I want you to listen to that. That was my dog. She goes, and then I want you to turn off, you know, don't look at your phone, turn the TV off, turn your video games off, go outside if you can. If not, just sit in a quiet room. But if you can go outside, that's even better. Because if you've ever noticed, when you go outside, everything just feels better outside. That's our grounding, right? But if you can't, that's fine if it's too cold or raining or whatever. But she said, sit in the stillness. Sit in that stillness of your head. Whether you're looking out your window or shutting your eyes, imagine that word is magical. You are exactly where you need to be right now. You will learn from your situation right now, good or bad. You will be abundant from the situation. You will be helped from the situation. And all of those things that you want in your life, you have them. But she said, just sit in the stillness. Stillness is the best way to ground yourself. Take a deep breath, several deep breaths, you know, draw one long one in and let the exhale be longer than the draw in. And just let yourself do that for like a couple minutes. It could be longer, it could be shorter. That will help your nervous system and will trigger the vagus nerve to kind of keep you calm in these lovely times we're having. Okay, so now I am going to pull three cards for the collective and I'm going to cut the deck right now. This will be for the rest of February. I'm going to pull these cards. Now, February and March are supposed to be some really crazy months, okay? And there's an eclipse and there's just all these retrogrades and all the things, right? I'm not going to let that make me feel bad or good or anything. I'm just going to go with what I feel myself, but also I'm going to pull some cards for the collective. This is for all of us, okay? The first card is the Seven of Cups. The second card is the Ten of Cups. And the last card is the Devil. Okay, so we're going to look at these cards. All right. So the first card is the Seven of Cups, and that is opportunities, wishful thinking, choices, illusion, searching for purpose, daydreaming. Okay, so you know, just like what I said, guys, imagine the good. Imagine your abundance. Don't just think it. Act like it's already with you, okay? Okay, so there's one. So everybody can do that together, right? Okay. So the next one is the Ten of Cups. And this is divine love, harmony, blissful relationships, alignment, inner happiness, fulfillment, dreams coming true, family contentment, and total love and support. Wow, that's amazing. The Ten of Cups is just an amazing card. So these two are really nice cards because it's talking about If you imagine it, if you truly say, I am doing this, I have this, the Ten of Cups is saying, you'll get it. That's basically what it's saying, okay? Regardless of where in the world you are, regardless of what's going on in your life, continue to imagine. Guys, the frequency alone that you're emitting around you and others, it's going to be amazing for you. And even my mom says, do that. It really works. You've heard about the baseball players. I've told you that many times, that story. Okay, imagine it. And you're even better when you imagine it than when you physically try to do something. Okay, but the Devil card, okay, that is the shadow self. And it's not necessarily a bad card, guys. It's the shadow self. It's attachment. It's addiction. It's restriction. It's temptation. It's destructive behavior. But, you know, if you think about the way I've just described everything with you guys of if you do it and imagine it, you'll be abundant, right? And if you don't work on that shadow self, like if you have, let's say you're addicted to something. Let's say you need to stop smoking or you need to stop drinking or you need to whatever it is, right? That is totally a personal thing. If that is a shadow self that you want to change, that's part of a shadow kind of feeling, like an addiction thing, do your best to stop. But if you can cut back and see, that's so much easier said than done. I understand that. But if you imagine abundance, well-being, health, happiness, your vibration, and this is scientifically proven, your vibration won't match that addiction and it will fall off. If that makes sense to you, that is a scientific fact. When you completely change your vibration with what you imagine and what you know you are, instead of wishing for it, but you know you have it, you know you are abundant, you know you are health, you know you are all of the things that you think that you need to add to that for you to be good. If it doesn't match the frequency you just got out of, it will fall away. It can't. It's almost like if you're in a narcissistic relationship and you don't give in to the narcissist anymore and you just act like there's no power there. They don't have any power over you. Will they fight back? Of course they will. Will they try to do things? Yes, of course they will. But that's when you can take your power back and maybe get the help you need in the right, correct way. Now, this is the right, correct way. If that frequency of that drug or alcohol isn't driving with you anymore, you're not going to desire it anymore. You're not going to want it anymore. It won't even be fun for you anymore. So anyway, those are the cards for the rest of the month. I'm hoping that I've helped people with this. Like I said, the imagination, the image in your mind of what you are, because there's so many different, they have also proven scientifically that there are so many different versions of you. That version of you is already existing. The one that's not addicted to anything, the one that is abundant, the one that has all the money, the one that is healthy. There are so many different versions of you already existing. That's why you want it. So why not get it? Why not get it? So there you go, guys. I always love talking to you. I love having these conversations and just giving you the information that I've gathered from psychics and near-death experiencers and just from you guys in the group talking about your life and telling me about what's going on. It's lovely. And I love the interaction. I'll keep doing these conversations with mom and, you know, mom thoughts and just the things that I talk to her about. And we'll keep these solo episodes up because they're fun for me. I can do them really quickly and get them out. And I just have a blast. So I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your February. Think about the things I said and what mom suggested. And I will talk to you soon. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Well, I love providing Because I Want to Know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.